he's a loving man.
Well, I got home early one Monday. Much to my...
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to Bristol Bay High School. Rob Lanham here with you covering the 2010 Sockeye Classic here in Naknek, Alaska, and getting ready to bring you the boys bracket fifth place game between the New Stu Eagles and the Sand Point Eagles. Both teams getting ready to take the floor. After we looked at our bracket, I think that actually the correction I needed to make on the bracket was that the early morning games were seventh place games as the New Stu girls defeated Cockanock to take seventh place in the girls' bracket. And in our last broadcast just moments ago, the King Cove Rookies took fifth place with a 50-33 victory over the Manicotic Lynx. In the early morning boys' game, Togiak defeated Manicotic 48-42 for seventh place. And now we bring you the fifth place matchup between these two Eagle teams. So we're certain that the Eagles are going to win. We just don't know which team. The New Stu squad takes the floor, dressed in white with black numbers letters trimmed in gold. And Sand Point now comes out on the floor with navy blue and gold trim. And on the floor for the Sand Point team to take the tip, Brandon Smith. And Brandon will be taking the tip against, looks like, Chad Kapotik and Troy Bowsley. C.J. Roby, Chris Condy, and Nikki Mack join Brandon on the floor for Sand Point. And we have a number on the floor there. We're going to guess it's Basil Hansen for the New Stu Eagles. We don't have that number in our book. The tip is won by New Stu. It goes back to Stephen Oyeluk. Ball down the corner for Wassily Andrew, and this game is underway. He gets it to Peter Walcott. He drives right side, kicks it out on the wing for Oyeluk. Here's Walcott for a three. Nice shot from the corner. Well, let's see. Is the shot going to count? There's a foul on New Stu. Coach Cromer asking for the shot to be disallowed. Okay, and they say the basket is good. So Walcott with an early three. And the foul was on number 54. As we said, I assume that's Basil Hansen. Nikki Mack has the ball now. Some full court pressure applied by New Stu. She gets it to Chris Condy. He brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Looks for C.J. Roby near the half-court circle. He dribbles around the right wing. Reverses to left. Lob in for Brandon Smith down on the baseline. Brandon with the drive. Puts it up. Rolls around and no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds off of New Stu. It'll be Sandpoint basketball underneath. 7:24 to play. Just underway here in the first quarter. New Stu 3, Sandpoint nothing. Chris Condy slaps the ball and inbounds on the baseline to C.J. Roby. He dribbles, backs up, goes left. Now on the right wing, kicks it top for Chris Condy. Chris dribbles with the left hand, back to the right, working the ball back and forth. The screen there by Nikki Mack. Chris passes over to C.J. Roby, deep on the left side. C.J. takes the lane, goes up over the defender, and lays it in. That ball made a few circuits around the rim before it dropped through. 3-2, New Stu with an early lead. Peter Walcott brings the ball up on the point for New Stu. He kicks it over to Wassily Andrew. Andrew gives the ball to Chad Kapotik. His shot is partially blocked, and he recovers, kicks it out. Here's Peter Walcott with a fake, gets it to Andrew on the right corner for a three, no good. Troy Bowsley tips the rebound away and goes to the floor, and the ball is taken there by Chad Kapotik for New Stu. They reset the offense. Left side to Peter Walcott. Nice drive, gets it underneath to Kapotik, and he gets his first 2 points of the game. 5-2, New Stu. New Stu is coached by Mikia Walcott, and the Sandpoint Eagles coached by George Cromer, assisted by Luke Minard. C.J. Roby working now. Is the ball knocked away? Good hands there by Peter Walcott. C.J. gets it back to Nikki Mack at the half-court stripe. She brings it on the right wing to Brandon Smith. Brandon considers a long three. Fakes, drives in. Now has a baseline, puts it up, and good. Nice little seven-footer there by Brandon. His first points of the game, and it's 5-4, New Stu, with just under 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Peter Walcott brings the ball across the timeline. Pressure by Nikki Mack. She's screened by Oyeluk. The ball goes down to Andrew. Andrew dribbles back to the top of the key, outside the three-point line. Long lob to Walcott right below us. Nice fake. He goes up for a 10-footer. That comes off the rim, hits the backboard, and falls through. Nice shot by number four for the New Stu Eagles, and they up their lead to 7-4. 5:30 to go as C.J. Roby, wearing number 52 for Sandpoint, brings the ball across the line, hits Brandon Smith for a two in the right corner. Nothing but net. Brandon had 34 yesterday, and he's off to a fast start with four here today. And Sandpoint trails by one again, 7-6. Walcott brings the ball up left side. He gets a screen from Oyeluk, or Kapotik, I'm sorry. Now gets the ball up top to Oyeluk. Oyeluk hands it off for Andrew, but he wasn't looking for it. Oyeluk recovers it near the Bristol Bay logo, gets it to Walcott. Back to Oyeluk. He puts up a three off the back rim. No good. Tip by Nicky Macklin. It goes back to Kapotik now. Kapotik actually missed that last shot. I'm getting him and Oyeluk mixed up. And here's Walcott with a shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Troy Bowsey. Gets it to Chris Condi. 3-2 break for the Eagles. Chris pushes it up and now has it knocked away by Oyeluk. And he's going to be called with a pushing foul. That'll be his first, team second. Chris Condi attempted to push the ball up the floor there for Sandpoint. They're going to run a stack on the right side of the lane. Chris windbound the ball from underneath the Sandpoint basket. Kicks it out to C.J. Roby, who thought Brandon Smith was behind him, and he was, but both of them thought the other was going to take the pass, and neither did. So it's out of bounds just in front of the new Stu bench. And Kapotik inbounds to Walcott, who walks the ball across the Angel logo with 4:34 to play first quarter. 7-6, Sandpoint trails new Stu. Walcott has it on the left wing. Back to Kapotik. He fakes a shot. Now drives down, gets trapped there by Chris Condi. Back to Walcott. Two number fours as he's guarded by Nicky Mack. Here's a long three by Andrew. No good. The rebound is brought down there by Kapotik, but he's tied up by Brandon Smith. The possession arrow points to Sandpoint. And they'll inbound the ball. Chris Condi to C.J. Roby. Brings it across half court. Reverse dribble. Goes down left side. Puts up a hard jumper. Partially blocked there by Walcott. He gets the ball from the rebounder. Drives hard against Nicky Mack. She stops blocks off the lane. The ball's kicked back out to Kapotik. Now to Oyeluk. Oyeluk finds Walcott down below us in the corner. Back to Kapotik. Topside fakes a three. Nicky Mack stops that shot. Goes far side to Andrew. Back to Kapotik in the lane for Walcott. Kicks it out for Oyeluk. Oyeluk to Walcott. Far side. Good defense by C.J. Roby. Now here's an open three-point attempt. No good for new Stu. C.J. Roby with the rebound. He's going to push the fast break. Goes down with two defenders. Puts it up from a bad angle and it rolls off. No good. Almost put that one in as C.J. went one-on-two. Got a good look at the basket on a running one-hander, but couldn't get it to drop. 3:20 to play. 7-6. New Stu continues to lead Sandpoint. Peter Walcott picks up his dribble, defended by Nicky Mack. Gets it to Oyeluk. Over to Andrew. Andrew dribbles top of the key, just outside a three-point arc, back and forth, looking for help. Gets Walcott on the right wing. He goes off a screen by Andrew. Passes it. Oh, that one should have been intercepted there by Sandpoint, but it got through to Oyeluk. Gets it back to Walcott. Here's Kapotik for a 15-footer. No good off the backboard. The rebound is lost there by Sandpoint. Two putback attempts by New Stu, and the ball is finally taken down by C.J. Roby. Two-on-one with Chris Condi. C.J. goes. He caught his own, or maybe it hit the bottom rim. Looked like he caught his own rebound. Kicks the ball out to Brandon Smith, who hits a long three. And Sandpoint now has a 9-7 lead with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. So I guess CJ's shot did hit the bottom of the rim, and so he was allowed to take that rebound down and made a count. Walcott now puts up a shot for New Stu. No good. The rebound underneath by Oyeluk. He loses it, picked up by Basil Hansen, who kicks it back out to Kapotik. And they reset the offense. Goes down in the corner for Oyeluk. Nice entry pass there to Walcott, who lays it up and in. Peter Walcott with seven, and we're all knotted up at nine. 2:02 to play as C.J. Roby brings the ball across half court for Sandpoint. He's guarded there by Peter Walcott, who now steals C.J.'s entry pass. He's going to take it the length of the floor. Lays it up and missed it badly. C.J. hustling there with Nicky Mack on defense. C.J. goes back the other way, charges in, and we're going to have a charging foul on C.J. He had Nicky Mack on the left block down there and would have been better advised to put a bounce pass off to Nicky, and she probably could have completed that lay-in relatively easily as the Sandpoint Eagles had a two-on-one break on that possession. So both teams missed good fast break opportunities. The score remains tied at 9, 1:43 to play. New Stu inbounds. Andrew gives it to Walcott. He brings it across the line. And 2-3 zone employed by Sandpoint Eagles. Nicky Mack pressuring Kapotik up top. Kapotik gets the ball to number 10. And I don't have a number 10 in the book either. Well, I don't know who that is. Walcott now has it, kicks it back out to Oyeluk. to number 10, who may be Nolan Christopher. We've got the right number of players in the book. I think the numbers are just wrong. Here's a 10-foot jumper that bounces off the rim three times by Kapotic and won't go. The rebound is collected there by Walcott in the corner. Back to Kapotic. He goes up and lays it in. Nice move there by Chad Kapotic off the assist from Walcott. And just under a minute to go now, 11-9, New Stew leading Sandpoint. C.J. Roby brings the ball up on the point just outside the three-point arc, guarded by Walcott. Fakes a pass, holds his pivot foot, looking for help. And now we have a timeout called there by Coach George Cromer. And he's talking to C.J. Roby as the Sandpoint Eagles come over to the bench. Looks like a 30-second timeout. Mickey Walcott with his Eagle squad on the New Stew side of the floor. 45 seconds to play first quarter. 11-9, New Stew with the lead. On the scoring sheet so far, Brandon Smith leads Sandpoint with 7. 2 by C.J. Roby. And the same story for New Stew as Peter Walcott leads with 7. And Chad Kapotic has 4 for them, giving them a 2-point lead. We've only had 3 fouls whistled in the game. 2 against New Stew, 1 against Sandpoint. And the ball would be inbounded by Sandpoint on the far side as both teams retake the floor. Coach George Cromer pacing up and down in front of the Sandpoint bench. Luke Meinert seated there next to the reserve players. And the ball is inbound by Chris Condi to Mallory, who has the ball taken away now by Stephen Oyluck, and he scores on the fast break. Mallory Gunnarsson had that ball taken away from her. And now we have C.J. Roby bringing it across the timeline for Sandpoint with under 25 to go. He gets it to Brandon Smith, far side. Brandon drives baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound loose, taken there by Andrew for New Stew. 16 seconds to go. Fast pass up to Kapotic. He puts it up and in over C.J. Roby. Nice stop and shot by Kapotic, and the lead is suddenly 6 with under 10 seconds to go. New Stew 15, Sandpoint 9. C.J. Roby gives it to Brandon Smith. 1 second left, and Brandon can't get the shot off in time. That will end the first quarter of play here in the fifth-place game at the 2010 Sockeye Classic boys bracket. And the score at the end of one quarter of action is New Stew 15, Sandpoint 9. And we'll keep it here, only a 60-second break.